Michael McDowell, a self-professing Christ follower, has won the Daytona 500. Find out how his faith influenced his racing career after a short message from our sponsor.
Times are changing, but at Liberty University, our purpose remains the same: to equip people to go out into the world and make a difference through their calling. Though we are blessed with an amazing campus, our most valuable resource has always been our students and those who inspire them. They are our motivation to continue providing a world-class education founded on biblical principles. Because no matter what, Liberty's mission will always remain the same: training champions for Christ. Learn more by texting EQUIP to 49596.
Heading into this Daytona 500 race, McDowell had 3 top 5 and 12 top 10 finishes, but not a single victory. For many, these stats would be discouraging, but McDowell says his faith kept him going. In a post-race interview, he said, "God just has a plan for each of us, and I've just never felt like it was time for me to stop or it was time for me to quit. I just always felt like there's a win on the horizon. You just got to keep grinding it out." During the race, McDowell scraped by after a harrowing accident caused front runners to fall behind in a multiple car crash. This divine protection allowed him to achieve his big win, not unlike the race in 2008 that put his name on the racing circuit radar, when the Lord spared his life from a horrific car crash. His video tweet after the race professed thanks for his supporters and his team, documenting the fulfillment of a childhood dream. He said there's no way for words to describe the feeling of winning. He said, "As a kid growing up, I always dreamed of being a race car driver, but never thought about being a Daytona 500 champion." As McDowell worked toward his professional career, he recalled how faith was not initially part of his journey. In an interview with the 700 Club, McDowell recounts how his mentorship under motorsports business owner Ron Huber was instrumental to cultivating his faith into what it is today. This relationship, he says, is the reason McDowell sees racing as what he does and not what defines his identity. He said, "Racing is what I do. I love it and pursue it with everything I have, because I know that God's provided it. But at the end of the day, my identity is in Christ." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com, listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. And follow breaking news like this on our new platform, the Charisma Plus app. Find Charisma Plus in the App Store or Google Play. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.